Just to kind of give you guys an update on injuries, we have Westberg and Kowser heading to Norfolk at some point today and then starting a rehab assignment there. We have no update on Adley. He's going through the process right now. No update at the moment. And then we have, what was the last one? Laureano hitting the cage a little bit today, starting baseball activities. And then we have Tromp, Chadwick Tromp, will be here on medical taxi. Just going through the process, yeah.
What was your reaction when you, I don't know if you watched the replay of that when Adley was hit, and then when it happened a lot of times, a little more than just a foul tip, unfortunately.
Yeah, if I could do it over again, I would have went back, would have went out there myself, you know, but it didn't look like much initially, and we still feel like it might not be much. So there's no, you know, there's no assumptions that it's anything more than a foul tip at the moment. But, yeah, I mean, it's... It's hard to tell sometimes.
How does that work in the dugout when a player does have a situation like that, a catcher? Are there conversations, are there people in the Scott in the dugout looking at it? What does that happen in real time?
Yeah, I mean, they're on top of it. Every medical staff in baseball, and especially ours, they're on top of it. They're very aware of what those are and what it is. And we happen to have Chirinos, who had a history of it himself as a catcher in the big league. So we are hypersensitive to it. Scott was all over it. You know, so we're aware, and we sit there, we look at it, we use our professional judgment, and then we kind of go from there.
Do you have any hesitation about using Hummel as a catcher?
It's part of the conversation right now. Yeah, I mean, he's caught in the big leagues. I think he was in 22, he caught quite a bit. That's part of him being here is almost like an emergency or third catcher type, so it's part of the conversation, sure.
We don't know him that well, but it seems to be a pretty energetic guy.
Yeah.
And somebody that's kind of willing to do anything. Is that your impression in the conversations that
you've had
with him?
Yeah, absolutely. And, he, you know, he's in the big leagues right now. He was in, I believe, Scranton, took his out looking for a big league job. So he's absolutely here with the right attitude of trying to help the team any which way he can.
Is Sanchez making any progress?
I think you'll see him hit on the field today.
Is there anything new on Albert
Suarez? Just going through the process right now. No new updates on him. But I think he's on schedule for kind of what we're expecting.
What would you like to see from Hunter Henderson defensively as far as settling in and maybe just taking that next step? Because, I mean, the talent's obvious. And we've seen him make spectacular plays, but then, like anything later, might throw it away. What do you need to see for him to kind of settle into the field?
Yeah, you know, I actually have a different look on it, man. If you look at when he first got here this season, so last year he made 25 errors, right? I think Cal Ripken probably made that one season here. Pretty good player. And then you look at him, he doesn't have a spring training, comes here, and the very first ball he gets and off Salvi Perez, sprints at it, error. You know, he makes a few errors right out of the gates. And then as you've kind of gotten through April and then into May, that mistake that he made in game one of the doubleheader in Boston, that was probably the first mistake I've seen the guy make here in probably about a month. So I feel like he's taking care of the ball a lot better. To answer your question, it's to take care of the baseball. It's to make the routine play look routine and make it as routine as possible. So I feel like he's done it. I don't know what his error total's at right now, but I know he made a bunch right out of the gates, and I know he's settled down a little bit. You know, you look at defensive metrics, which, you know, it's kind of my world, and I think the defensive metrics liked him quite a bit last year. I would rather have the guy that takes care of the baseball and makes the routine play than the guy that doesn't and has huge defensive metrics. So he's kind of on track for that for me right now, especially considering that he missed spring training. But he's playing great for me. He made the mistake the other day. And then in the second game, he goes on the other side of the bag. He catches a ball. He comes back and tags the guy. Otherwise, that's the tie and run at second base. And then yesterday, there's another ball on the other side of the bag. He runs over. He catches it. Take it yourself, double play. There are not a lot of shortstops that can make that play. And Boston is a tough surface to play on. It's not easy. He played great for me.
So, runners in school, hitting with runners in scoring position has started to trend up over the last few series. What do you see that's working in those situations?
Just guys playing baseball, man. I don't think anything specific. We talk a lot. We've talked all year about not trying to do too much, just playing baseball. That would be a good question for those guys if they're doing anything different. But my assumption is that they're just trying to be them. They're trying to help the team win a game, and that's it.
Do you think it could be a correlation at all that the starting pitching has been better, the offense doesn't have to feel as much pressure on itself, so therefore in those situations? situations that can be a little bit more relaxed?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's absolutely a fair assumption. And you also know that when you got a lead in a game, you're up 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 5th, 6th inning, you're not seeing the horses come out of the pen. You might see the 4th, the 5th guy, the 6th guy. I feel like all year we've been down, you know, 3-0, 4-0, and then here come the horses. And it's tough to hit against that. So baseball has been like that for 100 years. It'll continue to be. You can jump out in the first 5 innings. You get a lead. It definitely changes how things kind of go the rest of the game with the bullpens.
Tony, with the stretch of the day games, doubleheader, another day game today, do you have to check and make sure to check guys' energy? Do you do it beforehand, early on in the game, and maybe make decisions based on what you see there, or do you try to pump guys out? How do you handle that's part of it?
A lot of communication. I mean, I remember doing this in the minor leagues, and I would have like a 2-week script that I made for myself as to who's going to play where and why, and you're not thinking about handiness of pitchers and matchups and all that. That's not what this is. I mean, obviously, I'm trying to think 4 or 5 days out and look, especially as we get, you know, the next series starters and try to map out a plan. But, you know, you get guys that get banged up coming off doubleheaders and day games and the travel and everything that is included with it. So we are communicating. I am. The staff, Chirinos, Buck, Ashy, they're going around and talking to the guys. We're getting as much information as we can, and we're trying to make the right decision based on the player and not just what maybe the sheet says.
Tony, you've talked a lot about adjusting to this job, not expecting this to happen. With that in mind and some of what you were just talking about, what's the communication level been with Mike Elias on a daily basis? What are those conversations like as far as just acclimating and that dynamic now between manager and GM?
Just incredibly supportive. You know, I mean, he's been great. I mean, he was on the trip with us. Talked every day. He's on top of absolutely everything. Very thoughtful in the questions that he asks and very thoughtful in kind of how he's guiding me through this whole deal. So very thankful for him and just kind of his approach to this whole thing. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Thanks, Tony. Yep.